Just a few halachot surrounding Parashat Zachor. As we know, the Shabbat before Purim is a very significant Shabbat in that we take out two Sefer Torah. The second Sefer Torah is we read Parashat Zachor, which is the Maftir from Parashat Ki Tetze, starting with Zachor et Asher Asah Lecha Amalek. According to most authorities, including Shulchan Aruch, this reading is mandatory from the Torah. The question then is, when the Baal Koreh reads the Parashat Amalek, is it proper for those that are listening to read along with the Hazan from their Chumashim? And since it's an obligation of the Torah to read Parashat Amalek, so Hakam Avadya writes clearly in Chazon Avadya and Ilchot Purim on page Dalid, that although there were some rabbis that said it's proper to read it from the Chumash, he argues and says on the contrary. There is a rule that says Shomeya Ka'oneh, that when one listens, it's as if he says it. The Torah tells us Zachor, remember. How do you remember Amalek? By verbally mentioning it. It's the same word that's used by Kiddush on Shabbat. Zachor et Yom Shabbat Lekadesho. From here we learn what? You have to verbally mention the Shabbat. Now, we know when it comes to the Kiddush on Shabbat, not everybody makes Kiddush. One person makes the Kiddush, and everybody else is Yotzeh based on the principle of Shomeya Ka'oneh. And therefore, similarly, when it comes to Parashat Amalek, the Hazan reads it, and everybody else is Yotzeh Lechatechilah by not saying anything, just listening intently to the Hazan. Furthermore, Halakha says that the parasha of Amalek must be read from a Sefer Torah. Now if a person is going to read it on his own, comes out he's reading it from a Chumash and not from a Sefer Torah. However, when you rely on the Shomea Ka'oneh, we say that not only is it considered as if you listened to the words, but it's as if you listened and said it from a Sefer Torah. And therefore Halakha, the Kahal should not recite Parashat Amalek from the Chumashim that they have in front of them. On the contrary, just listen intently to the Hazan that's reading from a Sefer Torah. Secondly, there is a whole question if ladies are obligated in this Parashat Zachor. We've discussed this in a previous daily halakha. The question we have today is, some have the custom to take out a Sefer Torah later in the afternoon and read Parashat Amalek for the ladies, then maybe you can't come to the synagogue in the morning. Some question this minhag. You're taking out a Sefer Torah for the ladies? What kind of business is this? So they don't take a Sefer Torah for such a purpose. Especially we know you're not going to make any berachot. Nobody's going up to the Sefer Torah. You're just going to read it for them. Hakam Avadya clearly, and again, Chazon Avadya Purim on Yod, on page Yod, says that even though it's questionable if ladies are obligated or not, it is a proper practice to take the Sefer Torah out in the afternoon, which means when the ladies are congregated in the synagogue, and to read for them the Sefer Parashat Amalek without Berakah. He brings a proof that there were some that had a minhag, actually the Arugot HaBosim. His custom was that on the first 12 days of Nisan, he would take the Sefer Torah out of the Hechal and read Parashat HaNesi'im. There's a minhag to read the Parashat HaNesi'im in the first 12 days of Nisan. Even though it's only minhag, he took out Sefer Torah. So you see that if you have even a reason, minhag, or to be motzi other people their obligation, you can't take out the Sefer Torah. That's how he rules la halakha. Last question that we discussed today regarding the story of Amalek is, why don't we make a beracha? How come? If it's a mitzvah deoraita, we should say, Hashem kedeshan, or mitzvah v'sivanu, the score at Mahase Amalek. We make berachot on mitzvot deoraita. So the explanation that the Hakam brings down in Chazon Avadya Yud Aleph, based on the Gemara Megillah on Daf Yud Amud Bet, we learned that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not happy with the downfall of the Rasha'im. Even though the Rasha'im must perish, but like the Gemara says, Borei Olam said regarding when the Egyptians drowned, Ma'aseh Yadai, Tovim Bayam, Vatim Omrim Shira, and therefore to make a beracha on destruction. This is already like the Rashba says, "Im mevarchim al kalkala." We don't make a beracha on the destruction of even the enemies of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore, Hakam Avdia said that's one of the reasons why a beracha is not made. Yes, indeed, it is a mitzvah, but make a beracha on such a thing because there was destruction of human life. So, therefore, the beracha is not instituted.